This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's check in on all your favorite celebrities. Dina's got your dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And make home improvements for much less with a home equity loan there. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, for details on all your gossip, here's Dina. What do you got?
All right. Well, going to start off with Alicia Silverstone, and maybe she might be parent shaming us a little bit. I don't know if she realizes us, you know, what she's doing. But she talked about her son, Bear Blue. He's 9 now. And she talked about never needing to discipline Bear because his vegan diet is what makes him extremely well behaved and calm. You know, she talks a lot about brown rice. She says, I don't have to yell or scream. I just have to say, Bear, no, thank you. And he goes, OK, Mom, he's got it.
What? Wow.
And then here's where she sort of shamed us, maybe. She said, we can talk like that because he's not feeling crazy. And when kids feel bad, it's because they eat unhealthy food and they don't feel good and they don't act good. Same as us.
I mean, I give my daughter, let's see, the baked rice, the brown rice with bacon and chocolate. That's a good cereal.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But is she saying, you know, if kids misbehave, it means because they're eating bad foods that we're feeding them?
It could be, though. Our kids do not eat healthy. Yeah.
I don't know. I behave better when I eat bad food, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It's so true. All right. Well, it's no secret Taylor Swift and Donald Trump don't see eye to eye. She came down pretty hard on the president. I know, it's a nice way of putting it, right? A tweet about the public protesting of George Floyd's killing by a police officer. And Taylor came after him pretty hard, accusing him of stoking fires. And she says, we will vote you out in November. Now, her fans approved of her response. And her tweet got more than 2 million likes to become her most liked tweet ever, hitting a million in less than 5 hours. She's got more than 80 million fans following her, so that's no surprise.
And I think she had a few more than the president, I think.
Yeah, she actually might.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift for president? Is that what we're saying?
Maybe. I don't know. Click the heart on Instagram.
Not sure. Yeah.
In the meantime, George Clooney also pushing fans to fight through the polls. He wrote an essay, which was in the Daily Beast yesterday, saying that our country's greatest pandemic is racism and calling out for the constant fight against police brutality. He added, we need policymakers and politicians, not leaders that stoke hatred and violence. And he sees this as a reminder of what's playing out in our streets is how little we've grown as a country from what he says is our original sin of slavery. So, you know, if you have a voice, use it. I'm glad to see that's what they're doing.
Everybody's talking about getting protesters off the street, but no one's talking about long-term solutions.
Exactly.
It makes me upset. Yeah.
So keep bringing that up.
I will.
Done. That's right. And finally, for this report, it looks like we have a new baby to welcome. Yeah, not Lopez.
Besides Lopez's, yes.
We already...
It's not new. She's like 2 weeks old now.
We already knew about Lopez's baby. But Bachelor in Paradise alum Jenna Cooper, she's a mom for the first time. So we want to congratulate her and her boyfriend who welcomed a baby girl. And they named her Presley Bell Hudson. Love the name. It's a very cool name.
Presley.
So
very
Lopez,
cool.
Yeah. You know, I know your daughter's a little bit older by a couple weeks, but I'd be happy to arrange some play dates for you if you want to start that now.
Sounds good to me.
Or a new Facebook group, man. You and them. You can kick it
off. Sure. That's true. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here are your latest Dirt headlines with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can get more value in the valley with them at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Check out their home equity line of credit. Make some home improvements for less. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, what's going on in Hollywood? What do you got?
All right, going to start off with Tyler Perry with an important message. He said George Floyd's family has one request in the wake of his death. They are adamant in their call for peaceful protest. And on top of that, Tyler Perry says he spent the past few days having very high-level conversations with, as he says, people who don't look like me, people who may not believe what I believe, people who don't know what it's like to be Black in America, but were willing to listen. And he says, and these are the people who are going to help us make the difference. He says one way is to teach them what they need to know. And that's what people are asking for. Like Reese Witherspoon, she's one of those people who says she knows being a white mother trying to explain racism and bigotry to her white son is not an easy thing for her to do because she doesn't know how to do it. And she would appreciate that help to know exactly how to get her son to be a better person than what we're seeing here currently in our country. So, you know, nice to see that everybody's taking steps, but we've got to take steps. We've got to take action and we have to live that way. You know, this isn't temporary. This is something that needs to be a permanent solution.
And it's going
to
take a lot of work and consistency. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Jennifer Aniston is auctioning off one of her most iconic photos to raise money for COVID-19 relief. It's her 1995 black and white nude portrait. And she said 100% of the sales proceeds will go towards an organization that provides free coronavirus testing and care nationwide for medically underserved. She, of course, made sure to thank the photographer who originally took the picture for allowing her to use the photo in the auction. And you can't afford the photo. You can see
you can make a copy. How do we know the other ones? Have the other ones been destroyed?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like this might have been a photo that was on a magazine cover or
something. So, yeah. Memorabilia, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. It existed somewhere. You can print it out online. All you have to do is a Google search for the image and you can print it out yourself. But
yeah. I'd be a little worried, though, the auction. This is like one of 50.
Hey, at least it's high quality. Let's just be happy about that.
That's it. I'm sure it's great.
Beyonce shared a video on Saturday calling for justice for George Floyd. She says we can no longer look away and we can't normalize this. We're feeling hopeless about what's going on in America right now. And she asked, for people to click the link in her bio to sign a petition, which you can see all the sites where you can sign that petition at HelloGiggles.com. And Kevin Hart throwing in his two cents as well, telling people to take action so that we can see justice and to stop ignoring the problem. And finally, Hailey Bieber's parents, not big on her dating Justin. On an episode of The Biebers on Watch, Hailey talked about their first kiss. And she said it was in New York. They'd gone to dinner together. She'd actually asked her parents if she could go. And they said, no, absolutely not. You're not hanging out with Justin by yourself. Oh, that's not happening.
Makes her want him more, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
But it did happen. And Hailey said, my older sister kind of covered for me. And she was like, oh, yeah, she's going to sleep over at my apartment. It's all good. She said they went to dinner. They didn't get caught. That's when they had their first kiss. And now they're married.
Oh,
she sure owes her sister big time.
And that had been a really good meal. Because after a really good meal, you want to kiss anybody. Mm-hmm. That was
hold
fantastic.
The garlic.
Yeah. Hard for Dina. But maybe
I say extra garlic. Yeah, that makes me want to kiss you.
She doesn't care.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here they are, the latest gossip headlines. Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where there's more value in the valley. Make home improvements for much less with a home equity line of credit at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. And now we rely on Dina for the details of Dirt. What's going on?
Well, did Kylie Jenner spend her way out of being a billionaire? Forbes, we told you recently stripped her of her title as the world's youngest self-made billionaire. And now we hear that $100 million plus shopping spree is what might have cost her the top spot.
Oh, do they come and take her sash, I wonder?
They do take that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Being a billionaire.
I don't know if there was ever a sesh involved, but according to an insider, Kylie spent about $50 to $70 million on, that jet that she had outfitted for her daughter's Stormy World birthday party. And then she spent another $36 million on a house in Holmby Hills, $15 million on a vacant lot next to another home,
some land
in Palm Springs. I mean, she's just spend. Plus, she's been donating to a lot of causes, which is great, and giving gifts to her friends and families. So, source estimates Kylie spent about $130 million in the past year alone.
Come on, somebody tell her about coupon codes.
So easy to say.
Yes.
Do they have a Retail Me Not version for properties? I don't know.
Sure they do.
Maybe. Some celebrities are sharing messages of encouragement and support following the death of George Floyd and promising to be a part of the change, using their voices to bring attention and hopefully inspire action. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have donated $200,000 to the NAACP, saying we can't imagine that kind of fear and anger, and we've been ashamed that we've allowed ourselves to be uninformed. And they're going to change that. Britney Spears saying she's participating in hashtag Blackout Tuesday and not posting on social media at all today. You know, Adele also with a message. Justin Bieber feeling shameful for having a blanket over his eyes. Hailey Bieber also, you know, his wife writing a message. So I'll have all these messages at dinasdirt.com. You can see what they've written. Hopefully they'll inspire you as well. And even Ellen DeGeneres, a lot of people coming down on her for her message. They didn't like the way she worded it, but she's still making tons of donations as well to try to make a difference.
I wish some of this compassion were coming from up top in Washington. But I'm glad the stars are doing it. Glad they're doing it.
You know, because it's a trickle effect. We see what they do. We see what they say. We mirror our actions. You know, it does make a difference.
Definitely.
YouTube is holding a virtual graduation this weekend. Got some big names. Got former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama set to headline. Plus some notable names joining like BTS, Lady Gaga, Kerry Washington, Zendaya. And this is going to happen on Saturday on YouTube's Originals channel and the Learn at Home site, according to Variety.
Now, if I watch it, do I get a diploma at the end for something?
Yeah, I think you should.
They call me up, even though I did.
And your billionaire sash.
Oh, yes. Great. That's wonderful.
The school who would offer you that should be embarrassed.
Oh, no.
Hey, you got to earn it, Lopez. You got to earn it.
Oh, yeah.
And according to Page Six, David and Victoria Beckham, they're planning to build an underground escape tunnel at their primary house in the UK.
Awesome.
Yeah, it looks like they're looking to install an underground passage linking to their garage that they could use if they needed to quickly escape their home. And the reason for this, for wanting to up their security, is that a UK pro soccer player was robbed at knife point in his mansion. Oh. And the Beckhams, they've been hit by burglars before, too. So this is what they want to do to try to keep their family safe. But now that the tabloids have revealed their secret plans, how much is that going to help?
Right? I want to get an escape tunnel that digs under the radio station here at the Basketball Hall of Fame and ends up in a Pride store so I can get snacks.
That's a good idea. That's a great
idea. Isn't that a great idea? Yeah.
Yeah.
Between songs, I can run
Don't
over.
Be surprised if the Pride station has that thing triple locked, okay?
I'm going to mess up your floor tile, Pride store is going to mess up that tile.
And that's your dirt at 840. You can get the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.